What, that noise, did you?
What?
If, say there was a, suddenly there was a loud noise, you might ask someone, did you?
Did you hear that racket?
Okay, and the person might say, yeah, I.
Yeah.
I what?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, and you say, but it didn't scare me because I have.
Heard it before, okay. Or something like that, you know.
Okay, and if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, no, I don't know him, but I've.
Heard of him.
Okay.
Or heard somebody speak of him or something like that, you know.
Okay. I say, well, you can give him his choice, but he'll tell you that he, what, care which one you give him, that he just...
Well, say probably he don't care which you give him.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay. Okay, what would you call the big building behind the house where the hay stored and the cattle are housed?
That's the barn.
Okay. What about the place where you store corn?
Crib. That's a crib.
Okay.
Corn crib.
What about a place for grain?
Granary.
Okay, what did that look like?
Well, a granary has to be a close, or should be. In these grain countries where they grow a lot of grain.
Mm-hmm.
See, we never did grow, we grew a lot of wheat in this country. I remember when I was a boy that there was an awful good wheat market. I've seen farm wagons a half mile long trying to get across this bridge down here to get in town with wheat in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I went west in the harvest out there, they didn't use a wheat sack. They run that wheat into a wagon bin, wagon box, scooped it out at the granary with a scoop shovel, then scooped it into the wagon bed when he got to the elevator to market his stuff, and dump it in the pit where the elevator handled it.
Yeah. Did they have granaries in this part of the country?
Yeah. A lot of people call it, most people call it a wheat house.
Wheat.
And they always built it up off the ground.
Was that so it wouldn't rot?
So, well, one thing, so the rats couldn't get into it.
Oh, I see.
In other words, and another thing, built up there about the height of an ordinary wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Or a truck bed, you see.
Yeah.
Well, when you backed up here, you'd be practically on a level with the floor in there.
Yeah.
Of course, when we handled this grain in the sack, we drove up lengthwise. Because that wheat had to be carried off the other way.
You know, when you first cut the hay, you rake it up into...
Windrows. That's what we call it, windrows.
Windrows?
Yeah. When you cut this hay and mow it with a mowing machine, you see, and let it cure, let sunshine on it, what we call cure. Then you took a rake that you could pull by either one horse. Some people had a one horse size and some had a two-horse size.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a two-horse size would take about 12 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The one-horse size would take about 8 feet. Those mowing machines, as a rule, was about 4 foot. Those days, when there's horse drawn, was about a 4 foot blade.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a 4 foot swath. Well, a one-horse rake would get two of those.
Mm-hmm.
The two-horse rake would get three of them. And that was windrows that were raked in.
What about shock or?
Well, then we took a pitchfork.
Uh-huh.
A three-tine fork to handle hay with, loose hay with. And shocked at into little shocks. I'll say it's on how heavy the crop was as to how far apart those shocks would be.
Yeah.
Say, I'd say anywhere from 15 to 25 feet.